Libera la parola, words from the world.
Ciao a tutte e tutti. La scuola di italiano Libera la parola, words from the world, continua on air. Oggi una puntata speciale in preparazione alla giornata dell'8 marzo. Abbiamo invitato le ragazze della scuola a una chiacchierata femminista. Si parlano delle discriminazioni nei confronti di altre, portando le nostre esperienze e curiosità, libri da consigliare, canzoni. La trasmissione di oggi è in inglese. Buon ascolto!
Au nom de toutes les frustrées du monde entier, au nom de toutes les pauvres laissées pour compte, je vais crever les pneus de toutes les voitures aux vitres embuées et je vais couper les cheveux des grandes blondes. Au nom de celles qu'à l'intérieur elles sont belles, au nom de toutes les coquilles inconsolables, je vais filer en douce tous les petits couples jusqu'à leur motel, je vais crier au feu quand ça a l'air agréable. Au nom de toutes les bonnes femmes à la diète, au nom de toutes les victimes d'adultère, je vais accrocher sans faire exprès, avec le bout de ma cigarette, tous les visons des secrétaires particulières. Au nom de toutes les frustrées du monde entier, je vais kidnapper Shakira et Cameron Diaz. Je vais leur faire bouffer des chips et des brownies à la pocheter jusqu'à voir apparaître de gros ventres flasques. Au nom de toutes les pas jolies mais très gentilles, au nom de toutes les révoltées contre les hommes, je vais entrer par effraction chez les petits contombeurs de filles. Je vais leur faire guili-guili pendant qu'ils dorment. Au nom de toutes les allergiques aux agaces, au nom de toutes les ennemies de Sharon Stone, je vais m'asseoir au cinéma derrière un couple qui s'embrasse. Je vais éternuer dans les séquences cochonnes. Au nom de toutes les frustrées du monde entier, au nom des mangeuses de tir de Sainte-Catherine, je vais faire signer des pétitions contre le sexe à la télé. Je vais faire la chasse aux laminés de Marilyn. Au nom de toutes les coquettes qui vieillissent et qui n'attirent plus le regard de leur mari, je vais m'arranger pour trouver le moyen de faire pousser des varices sur les gambettes de Monica Bellucci. Au nom de la désillusion et de la rage, au nom des tentations secrètes des mamies, je vais supplier le diable de faire apparaître un feu sauvage sur la grosse maudite bouche d'Angelina Jolie. Au nom de toutes les frustrées du monde entier, j'ai composé cette chanson thérapeutique. Plus on la gueule fort, mesdames, et plus on sait s'en libérer, je la conseille à toutes les frustrées chroniques.
The meaning,
yeah.
It's like the singer sing for the name of all the women who are not so beautiful, not who don't respect all the rules that they have to had. You have to be, for example, if she see people fucking in a car, it, that the windows is. Like in the movie Titanic, you know, with the end.
Sign, like.
Yeah, yeah.
No, she, sign this with,
She say, oh, okay, I will just do noises and to the car because I don't want that they are happy and me not, or okay. Things like this. I don't know, Annette, if you can explain better than me.
I think you understand the song the best. yeah, it's about the...
If... So I just get to know this song today also. We were listening to it while making the cake and kind of reading the lyrics. So it's more about the frustration. It's not like, it's not like, oh, this is what we should do. It's more like, this is a song that you can listen to when you are angry. And I'm gonna help you experience that anger, because it's it doesn't give you like an answer. The part that always like comes back to the song is like giving the voice to all the frustrated women, So it's more about anger and about how women are expected to not experience or not express anger.
Well, I'm in this period, I feel angry. I feel really angry, and for many reasons. Because I'm feeling, I really feel every day in people, some judgment. I feel the il peso del giudizio. I want to live free, but I'm not free at all. And this is the truth. The way is to get free, but it's not like that. I was born in Italy. Since when I was young, my friends were, and still are, white, the most of all. I ever felt this place, Padova, like my city, like, come si dice, mio nido, my home. Now growing, nowadays, on the last 4 years, 3 years, I'm feeling people look at me like a stranger. I'm feeling this, and I feel stressed, a little stressed about it, because like for my characteristics, someone judge me in a negative way, and there are two reasons to be angry: the judgment and the negative side of the thing. Because such more melanin is like more. More bad person, and I feel angry because I'm paying attention in this period at the words that people use when we speak to each other. Okay, le virgole. Okay, small things that you can express in another way, but. They are full of sexist content, patriarchal language, and I'm angry, and I try to change in my little word this, but it's like it's not easy to be a woman, and I don't want to cry and just. Crying, but I don't want to be angry any time. Just want to live normally and be respected. Maybe 24 hours per day. It's impossible, but I think a man maybe is respected at least 3 hours per day, 4 hours per day. And seen and from the television languages, from the news to the people around you, there are so many things to change. I think so.
Do you have an example from in the lyrics you said in virgole? Do you have a concrete example of?
My job is to close the food and packing the food to people. Okay, I'm doing this. And when one time someone told me, "More sauce, not please. More sauce." I did it, and then a man told me, "Brava. Sei molto brava." Yeah. I'm get a diploma to this. Brava in che senso? What is the meaning? Why? I'm just doing my work, you know. And a normal person, I see you can understand what a normal person may say, or patriarchal language may say. Well, it's a compliment. He said a good thing about you, but this, I'm not feeling good. Okay. Or like Ifiski with the street. Ah, sei bellissima. I didn't ask your thought. Why you feel in the place to can say to me that you don't know me, and you say to me like that? It's aggressive. I feel aggressed. I don't know if you are agreeing with me or.
What is your experience?
Yes, I agree with you very, very much, especially with like the patriarchal language, because there are some days when I just read a lot of things, read a lot of comments. I don't know why I do this to me. I always know that it's going to end bad. And I'm thinking, like, is something wrong with me? Because I just find so many aggression and so many misogyny in the way that we present even like news or even like facts, how people try to present it. It's sometimes so full with patronizing women, talking down to women, belittling women, that I just start to think, like, is this really normal? Do people really think that it's like all right? So I really feel you with this. Also, like, yes, people can belittle you with compliments too, and I don't know, like, for men, how is it so hard to understand this sometimes? With the catcalls, I just want to ask you, can you remember how young were you when you first saw whistled at the street or catcalled at the street?
I remember, well, I remember to be catcalled since when I am doing the medium school, like 13, 14, okay. But I think remembering in the deep, I think since when I was a child, that people, old people, tell me something like, pretty good, you will grow and you will be a beautiful woman, like beautiful is the best thing you can expect from yourself. The beauty is female, yeah. Beauty is something that every woman has to be.
I agreed with this, that beauty is like a global, so the woman's. Since I was young, I remember my colleagues of school saying, if one day you will grow and be very beautiful. I was like, I'm in the school, so I want to grow and be clever. I want to grow and be proud of my thoughts and my ideas. And I think sometimes me and every woman, when we are in the professional way, they still want to see us beautiful and not to see us smart. They see, told us that, ah, you are so beautiful. When the important in that moment and, well, in life, is to be clever, to be strong and have nice ideas in life. So, yeah.
Not your Barbie girl, I'm living in my own world. I am plastic, call me classic. You can't touch me there, you can't touch my body. Unless I say so, ain't your Barbie, no. Pull up to that dream house, God gave heels now. How much do you like this? Welcome to my bedroom hallway, go down. Sis got permission. I can take myself on a dinner date, buy myself diamonds and the champagne, order 5 courses and chocolate cake. Acting like I can when I want a man, acting like I care but I don't, and I do my own thing, yeah, watch me dance. Not your Barbie girl, I'm living in my own world. I am plastic, call me classic. You can't touch me there, you can't touch my body. Unless I say so, ain't your Barbie, no. I'm my own boss, I'm running. mind and you offer something that you just can't get. Words don't tempt me, trying to bring me in this year's. Buy myself diamonds and the champagne. Order 5 courses, then chocolate cake. Uh-huh. Acting like I can when I want a man. Acting like I can, but I don't. And I do my own thing, yeah, watch me dance. Uh-huh. Not your Barbie girl, I'm living in my own world. I am plastic, call me classic. You can't touch me there, you can't touch my body. Unless I say so, ain't your Barbie, no. Toy to play with, wanna put me in a box. You ain't gon' talk to me like that, you better stop. Not your Barbie girl, I'm living in my own world. I am plastic, call me classic. You can't touch me then, you can't touch my body. Unless I say so, ain't your Barbie.
So I have been in the university to do 2 different countries, and like I have seen that our male classmates are more confident for nothing, just because they're male, and I've seen women that are competent or as competent or even more competent than men, than them, be more reluctant and afraid to do stuff and appear as like as much as their male classmates were showing themselves. Growing up, also, I felt that they were telling us that being pretty is some form of a goal by itself. And as girls in Greece, at a very young age, we started trying to be pretty, and we were even hostile with each other or with girls from other groups, like if they were stealing our men, like, so stupid. It started from a very young age. And to answer your previous question, the first time a man did something to me that I didn't want was when I was around 10 or 11, and I was with my friend, and a man thought that he could show us his genitalia for some reason. Yeah, and we didn't even know what it was.
I think that everybody experienced this like so young. It shows that it's mostly not about like actually a compliment, but about like status and about having power over a child, because you can feel so big and strong when you are talking to a kid. 12, 13 years or even 10 years old girl. And what you said about confidence, I have a really good Virginia Woolf quote in my hands for on this topic, which says, I would venture to guess that all the anons in the history who wrote so many poems without singing them were all women. And it really goes with the thing that you said about how men are more confident in less skills, because I think as a woman we are really socialized to not take credit for our work or even like not expect it. And if other people take credit for our work or by little work, don't say anything.
Clementine, do you want to sing?
No.
I agree. I started to work at like 18 years old. There was some steps I should do to maintain my job. In a passive way, and I didn't. But I had still the job. But when you refuse some of those methods, it's like in the job situation, it's like you get the. In Italy, we say, they say, figa di legno. So a woman, closed woman, private woman, that is not so good because and other adjectives. So I just didn't want to suck the boss dick to maintain my job. That's right. I was 18, and the bosses, because they were two brothers, they were married, and they had children. So, if someone maybe can think. Okay, was a single man or something. It's not like that. And I was 18, and they were like 50 years old or more. Okay, that's my experience.
And how do you feel with the boys of your age, of your generation? How do you feel about them?
I think that when you enter a work field that's mostly men, even the people who are under you or know less than you but are men will try to lecture you. I was working in gaming, actually had a job for several months, and when I met new men my age and they asked, oh, what do you do for a job? I tell them and they try to explain how these things work for me. Because they have a PS at home and they play games. And I'm like, no. For half a year now, I work. It's my job. I know it better than you. But they will still try to explain my job to me, which they never did. Have no experience, have no knowledge. And they think that they will know better because it's a boy's thing.
For my generation, I think the vision of boys depends a lot of the social group, where do they come from. Year by year in France, feminism is more diffused. No, I don't know. And so boys of my generation don't have the ideas of the generation of my parents, of my grandparents, so it's better, but there is still a kind of reflection, no, about, for example, how you are dressed, or this little thing in the concrete life that are still here. Remind you that you are a girl and you cannot do like boys.
Estrela que brilha, clareia, a trilha ilumina e guia o meu caminhar, alumeia um pouquinho esse meu caminho, me deu uma luta difícil enxergar, quanto mais eu ando mais seguir. Não sei o que faço, se ando, se paro, se corro, se sigo, se fico aqui. Tome minha boca pra que eu só fale aquilo que eu deveria dizer. A caneta
treta, me deram um palco e eu vou cantar. Pela tia que é silenciada, dizem que só a pia é seu lugar. Pela mina que é de quebrada, que é violentada e não pode estudar. Canto pela preta objetificada, gostosa, sarada, que tem que sambar. A dona de casa limpa, lava e passa, mas fora do lar não pode trabalhar. A dona de casa limpa, lava e passa, mas fora do lar não pode trabalhar. A dona de casa limpa, lava e passa, a dona de casa que não precisa ser Amélia pra ser de verdade. Cê tem a liberdade pra ser quem você quiser. Seja preta, indígena, trans, nordestina, não se nasce feminina, torna-se mulher. E não precisa ser Amélia pra ser de verdade. Cê tem a liberdade pra ser quem você quiser. Seja preta, indígena, trans, nordestina, não se nasce feminina, torna-se mulher. Pouquinho esse meu caminho, me deu uma luz, tá difícil enxergar. Quanto mais eu ando, mais escuro fica. Me deu uma dica pra poder seguir. Não sei o que faço, se ando, se paro, se corro, se sigo, se fico aqui. Tome minha boca pra que eu só fale aquilo que eu deveria dizer. Tome a caneta, a folha, o lápis agora que eu comecei a escrever. Eu nunca me cali, o jogo só vale quando todas as partes puderem jogar. Sou mulher, sou preta, essa é minha treta. Me deram um palco e eu vou cantar. Pela tia que é silenciada, dizem que só a pia é seu lugar. Pela mina que é de quebrada, que é violentada e não pode estudar. Canto pela preta objetificada, gostosa, sarada, que tem que sambar. Dona de casa limpa, lava e passa, mas fora do lar não pode trabalhar. A dona de casa limpa, lava e passa, mas fora do lar não pode trabalhar. A dona de casa limpa, lava e passa, a dona de casa que não precisa ser Amélia pra ser de verdade. Cê tem a liberdade pra ser quem você quiser. Seja preta, indígena, trans, nordestina, não se nasce feminina, torna-se mulher. E não precisa ser Amélia pra ser de verdade. Cê tem a liberdade pra ser quem você quiser. Seja preta, indígena, trans, nordestina, não se nasce feminina, torna-se. Você tem a liberdade pra ser quem você quiser. Seja preta, indígena, trans, nordestina, não se nasce feminina, torna-se mulher. E não precisa ser Amélia pra ser de verdade. Você tem a liberdade pra ser quem você quiser. Menos preta, indígena, não se apropria. Quer ser preto dia a dia, pra polícia cê não é. Nordestina, não se nasce feminina, torna-se mulher.
And, relating to dress, we wanted to ask you, how old were you when first time an adult told you that you were dressed inappropriately?
Your mother, maybe.
Or your mother?
Yes. Like, I was young and I had started to be a woman, so I don't know, maybe 14, and I wanted to go to a beach that was like further from our house, like a 10-minute walk, and I wore a shirt to cover up because it is very sunny, but it was very open in front. I was wearing a bath suit, and my mother told me that I shouldn't go out like that because like my boobs are showing. And I was like, but I wore a bath suit and this is a t-shirt like for the beach, like who cares, and I'm 14. She was like, no, better to wear no shirt. This makes it look more sexy. And yeah, this made me feel very self-conscious. And even from that moment on, I think I have never worn an open shirt or blouse in my life.
Yeah. Do you think, like, because we talked about this with Clementine, and we think that it's still is more about control than safety. Because if you're an adult and you look at a child this way, then it's more wrong in your head than with like a kid.
Yes, I agree with that, because everyone should wear whatever they like. But then, and I agree, it's not a matter of safety, of course, like comments and all kinds of assaults can happen with whatever way you're dressed. But when you like move around and you feel all the eyes on you, on your chest, like suddenly you're young and you start having breasts, and suddenly you realize everybody's looking at you in a very filthy way, and then you want to cover up and you're made to feel ashamed, like it's your fault. And only when you're older you realize that they are the perverts, let's say, the weirds. No, the weirdos, not you.
I always feel like I like to dress funny clothes. I don't know why. Since I was really young, I started to dress in the very strange way compared with the others. And with my mother, the thing was if I dress too much manly. She started to say, why you dress like a man? Why you use the clothes of your brother sometimes? And why not? If you want to be comfortable, if I take, I don't know, a fly, and if she saw me with jeans and something more chill, she always say, why you are dressed like that? And it was one time also in the high school that I remember a woman that drive me to the school every day, and she told before I arrived to the car to one friend of mine, she started to laugh and say, let's see what she dressed today. I was like, what is the problem of dressing more different or dressing more finely, or why people should tell you, should care?
My father in this case, since when I was young, wanted me to dress like a woman. Like a woman. Me was like, no. I hated, because every Sunday mi vestiva dressed me with a dress and took pictures, because he had to send to the grandma in Africa, in Congo, and show her that I'm a pretty little woman, okay? But I was not. I was not half an hour of every Sunday. I was completely different. So I have this memory, and personally, I felt I connected this with the figure of my father, and maybe it's the reason I'm really angry about this kind of things. Then I appreciate. No, my mother was really let me free to wear whatever. But I think, apart from my experience, that it's more important when you have a child to let him or her to be creative, even in the clothes. It starts from here, how he see himself, how she or the non-binary people see themselves. If you respect this from the childhood, Maybe you are doing something really good to the children, because when you will grow, it can be a really big problem, and someone can see and cannot accept himself or herself or themselves. But I think nowadays people of my age are thinking really different. I'm 1994 class, but even the smallest people, I think, are thinking in a different way, like our parents. And adesso la sparo. I think on the next generation of parents will be able to accept and the gender of their children. It's fortunately it's a fight that maybe can finished. It will be an end of this type of seeing person, gender, and closest identity, and the sexual things that you are in between the legs. I don't know what's your thoughts about it, what are you thinking about, but I think yes, even just from this side of the world, is doing to a good end.
I agree with you about our generation in Europe, but for example,
Western Europe,
yeah.
Maybe
Eurocentric region. I realized that.
No, it's fine, and I. I really agree with you with everything that you said, and I really want like clothes and appearances to be really genderless and free expression, but I'm not so positive about the future like you are. And I think even in Western Europe, if you are not in a major city, it's not that good. I don't know how you feel, but I talked with people from like really progressive countries, but like outside of the cities, things are not going in so fast as like when you are in the major city with a lot of students, with a lot of people who are educated on gender, who are educated on sexuality, who are educated on feminism. I think if you leave that bubble, things are not looking so great. But I really, really want that to be true too. But I don't see it in the next generation, maybe a few generations away. And even then, in like smaller groups. Maybe I'm just too pessimistic, but this is how I see the world now. Also with clothes, I have every experience, because I think in between middle school and high school, I went from like looking like a boy to looking like a slut. It was no in between. I was never like the pretty girl or dressed appropriately. I always dressed inappropriately in just different ways. All the ends of the spectrum, nothing in between.
He says he needs it all die, touching on my inner thigh. Dirty seedy kind of guy, his castration would be nice. And I'm just cruising on my bike, summertime my t-shirt tight. He say I'm the type he like I'm a biscuit he could bite. I can't even wear my skin without them asking where I've been, without them asking for a spin. This is not an invitation. This is not an invitation. Fuck you mean you need it. Fuck you mean you RSVP'd. I don't need a reason. This is not an invitation. Fuck you mean you need it. Fuck you mean you need it. I could be looking on a lolly dolled up like a dolly short skirt. Lil' hottie, don't you comment on my body. Put a jiggle in my titties. I could giggle like I'm silly. Call me prudish, call me bitchy. Knock you out with all that's in me. I can't even wear my skin without them asking where I've been, without them asking for a spin. This is not an invitation. This is not an invitation. Fuck you mean you need it.
Talk a lot when I pull up, can't say shit. I don't want that girl because she can't be patient. Come with me right now, we about to switch locations. So fuck with me, you need it. I ain't fucking with these boys, I got my reasons. Diamonds on me just like ice, they change the season. I think you gotta do way more if you wanna please me. Diamonds look like water.
Maybe another question first time. It's when was the first time that you answer to the situation that was that shocked you and you did something? Because for me, every situation in which I was in the street, for example, with boys who told me something, I think it didn't happen a lot of time, but every time I didn't answer it. So I wanted to ask you if there are situations where in which you did something and you answer it to a situation that shocked you. Can you tell us about that?
Okay, I was 16 and I started to work in a company in music festivals where I do bread. And I remember, this was not too long time ago, in this company that I used to work, they divide men and women, and men receive more than women. And this thing got me very angry, so we changed it. So nobody receives more, everybody receives less now, but at least everybody receives equal. And yeah, that shocked me a lot by the time, but well.
And how did you do to offer this thing, and how did react people?
Because by the final of festival, we need to clean everything and organize everything. And normally, the women just do the cleans and men get the hardest things. And I start to doing also the hardest things and the other women as well. And they start to see that we will go home more early. We'll finish the work more early and we'll be better. And well, it changed something. At least now it's fair, but we could all receive much money. But yeah.
Like you, the advice of other people, I mean, was to not answer to people calling you out on the street, catcalling you. Sometimes I replied angrily, "You're an asshole," or something, but it was like in busy streets. And my female friends were telling me, "Don't do that, you put us in danger," and blah blah. And like, it was a time that a man followed me home. I was cycling and I tried to avoid him. I was very young, maybe 16. I went the other way, he followed me again. I was trying to get home. It was night, it was not like a desert outside, but it was night and no one really cared, and I didn't know what to do. I turned to my street, he turns also with me, and the door was locked, and like, he leaves his bike, he approaches me, I started shouting, No one was there, no one heard me, but at least he got scared and left. So this was the most intense time I have reacted.
I was here in Padova 2 years ago, and was Wednesday, so there were a lot of people drinking outside. Okay, I just finished the work, and I'm walking to my house, like you, and then someone catch me from the neck and shut me up with his hand, and brought me to between two cars because he wanted to rape me. And then while he was putting down his pants, I screamed like never before. And this was my reaction. Everyone in the street woke up. He kicked me, but then he ran away. And I thought, okay, there are two ways. When you are here in dangerous, there are maybe two ways to react. You can scream, risking your life, because he told me he had the knife and he would kill me. Or you can shut up and be abused. And there is total naturally. It depends from yourself. You cannot decide. You had not the time to decide. And it's not further the case on the police. It stopped. It's just finished in the archive. But for me, was the period. Nonostante, even if I reacted, there was a long period, and still right now I'm affected of this thing. I'm afraid to be followed. Okay, this is the present that left me the almost rape. Okay. Even if you react, it's difficult to react and superare la cosa. Okay. You are vulnerable, considered like vulnerable. So you have to must show to yourself, to the family, to everyone that you are not vulnerable, and you but you are strong, but you it's not fair. You should be free to be vulnerable or strong. Being a woman is to be exposed, non so, take.
Some of you may become somewhat uncomfortable as parts of this film unfold. If you will listen carefully, you will agree that the concepts will contribute to the rearing of a mature person who has a healthy, responsible attitude toward the sexual side of his life.
Bernardine Evaristo, ragazza, donna, altro. Sicuramente, so, surely there is an English version, but it is like a collage of a lot of singular experience of different women's life, okay? Really, inside of this book, I wrote about a situation farther than me, like Afro-American women that try to grow his child in another place more safe. The difficult obstacles she had to pass to reach the safety of her child, and then her child that can't recognize all of this come si dice, sacrifice because inside of a patriarchal white system and just want to forget the past of the family. It talks about gender as well. Ragazza, donna, altro is the last book I received from present, and it makes me reflect about the connection with other women.
Si seulement elle savait comment tu la regardais, elle serait effrayée. Si seulement elle
savait comment, comment tu l'imaginais, elle pourrait t'abîmer. Mais laisse, laisse le temps, elle pourrait vous donner une chance de vous retrouver. Il lui faudra du temps, c'est sûr, pour oublier tous ses préjugés. Mais tu voudrais qu'elle soit ta reine ce soir, même si de reine c'est pas trop accepté. Mais tu voudrais qu'elle soit ta reine ce soir. Le roi, tu t'en fous, c'est pas ce qui te plaît. Si seulement elle savait comment, comment tu l'envisageais, même si t'es une fille. Si seulement elle savait comment, comment tu pourrais l'aimer tellement plus que lui. Mais peut-être qu'un jour elle verra. Et tu voudrais qu'elle soit ta reine ce soir, même si de reine c'est pas trop accepté. Mais tu voudrais qu'elle soit ta reine ce soir. Toi le roi, tu t'en fous, c'est pas ce qui te plaît. Mais tu voudrais.
Something relevant to like you wanted to ask us, like even in a relationship or in bed, like with someone that you have agreed to go.
Yeah, I would.
And I was in a relationship with a guy, and for a few months, and we agreed to go on a trip, like 2 weeks maybe. To Paris, and we were staying over to his friends again. I was pretty young and I didn't have money, like if I could, like I would buy a ticket or go and stay somewhere else, etc. And I realized that I don't want to be with this person. He was not a good person, but I couldn't escape my situation for 2 weeks. He was, of course, pressing me to go to bed. I tried to say no several times, but of course he didn't care, and I was afraid because we were staying at his friend's place. I couldn't go away. So, yeah. That's it.
I think in a relationship I was never physically abused, but I think I was severely emotionally manipulated, because I don't know about Italy, but at the Balkans it's still like, even adults don't see a red flag when you're a teenager who's with someone who's older than you. But I think like when you in your 20s and someone is 16, then even if it's like you are the dumbest 23 years old and someone is the smartest 16 years old, you can still manipulate them because you're an adult, you have experience, your mind works differently. I think that's really fucked up that in some places people don't see like what's the big deal about it. Because all over Europe, the age of consent is 16, 15, even 14. So it's not illegal for anybody to date a 16 years old, but it's really fucked up emotionally. And you think that you are so mature because you are dumb, because you're a teenager and every teenager is like so dumb. You just think that you're mature for your age and you feel even special for being with someone older because it seems like a bit sexy or I don't know. But in the time you get so much damage, you don't even realize. You're just so young and you're so naive and you're so easy to manipulate even if you don't see it. And I think this is also like a patriarchal thing and it's also a cultural thing and it should be changed like very, very. And I feel very now angry, but not to myself mostly, but to other people too. Like, why didn't anybody tell me that it's wrong? Why I was not warned about it? Why did nobody, when I was even younger, tell me to not do these things? Why can't I read about it? Why nobody says anything when I do this? Even now, I don't know about other places, but in Eastern Europe, there are millions of 16 years old who are in a relationship with 20 plus years old man, and not their family, not their friends, and nobody says anything about it. And I think that's really fucked up.
Me, I had my old experience of coming out was really difficult, but in the sexual way, I think society pressure you a lot to be straight. And the first time that I had something was with a guy, and I understood that I didn't like it. But still, everybody, my friends and everybody still push me for try again because the first time nobody likes it, blah, blah, blah. And I try again with another different guy. This time I didn't like him at all. And I told him to stop and he didn't stop. And yeah. And I think it's really bad that society pushes so much to have a sexual life or to have sex with the guys and blah, blah, blah. You just do whatever you want and who you want.
Another thing which really bothers me, but I really would like you to talk about it if you have thoughts, and I'm sure that you will, is like how society and movies and video clips and men sexualize woman loving woman relationships.
Everybody. It's really bad. The first girlfriend I had, she was really girly, and I myself very pretty, and every guy start to send. I didn't have Facebook at the time, and start to send their messages to her to ask if they could come with us to the bed. And this was awful, and we were really angry. And she deleted as well the Facebook. So, but it's so bad. You don't expect this kind of shitty behaviors and voila. And also the thing that everybody say that if you are a girl and if you are pretty and if you are a lesbian, it's just a face. That is stupid.
If you are more feminine, yeah. Like you seem to be a straight girl, so it's not possible that you are lesbian. Or how it's possible, how it's, oh, che peccato, such a poor, I don't know, in English, that you're lesbian. Oh, this is a bad thing. Ma why? Che peccato. Like, you have to, you are get, yeah.
I didn't understand you, I just know what people say.
It's incredible, yeah. And then, even these things that if you are young and you're just with someone and you're a woman and you stay with the woman, a man of men often ask to you if for a threesome, but I'm not doing walking the street and ask at the man and the girl we can have a threesome with a straight couple. It's not happen. Like if you are a woman and you are kissing your girl, everyone can tell you everything. Scream and some appreciations or please. The old women told me, you have to go to hell. Like, why? If you are man with a woman, this probably not happen.
Actually, in Padova, told me someone that I'm going to hell.
I was out with a girl, and a man approached us and started to talk, but like not like that. And I was like, I'm with someone, and he was like, but she's your friend. And I was like, oh yeah, yes. And then he kind of get the idea what's coming, and he started to yell at me that I'm going to hell. It was really fun. Also, like the story that I wanted to tell, I was an organizer at Pride, and there were, of course, like security policemen, because you have to have them. It's the law, so we couldn't make like, a big public event without police. And I was talking with some volunteers. My city has a lot of different nationalities, but I was talking in Romanian with the girls because they were Romanian. And there were two policemen who didn't know that I understand them and said in Hungarian, like, what a waste again for these girls. And told me that they are sure that I'm not gonna be gay because I have dick sucking lips. And so they should keep us safe. And they are there talking like this in uniform and everything, really fun.
We can just thank you all to participate to this conversation.
Yes, thank you, and goodbye.
Out. Saw your face.
Libera la parola, words from the world.